This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
6 Minute English
from BBCLearningEnglish.com.
Hello, this is 6 Minute English from BBC Learning English. I'm Neil.
And I'm Beth.
There are many ways of saying sorry in English, and they all have a slightly different meaning. If you tell me you're ill and I say, oh, I'm sorry, that means I sympathise and I hope you get better soon.
If you step on my toes by mistake and say, I'm so sorry, you mean, oops, that was my fault and I didn't mean to do it.
And if you don't really feel sorry, you might be sarcastic. Oh, I'm so sorry. Meaning exactly the opposite, that you're not sorry at all.
Saying sorry for something you've done in English can be quite confusing. And to make things worse, the British are world champions at apologising. In this programme, we'll discuss ways of saying sorry. And as usual, we'll be learning some useful new vocabulary as well.
Sorry, but I'm going to have to stop you there, Beth, because first I have a question to ask. We know that the British love to say sorry. In fact, a recent survey found that some Brits apologise up to 20 times a day. So, according to the same survey, how many times per day does the average Brit say sorry? Is it A, 4 times a day, B, 6 times a day, or C, 8 times a day?
I'm going to guess it's 6 times a day.
OK, Beth, I'll reveal the answer later in the programme. Since the British are famous for apologising, it's no surprise that Louise Mullaney started researching the language of apologising in Britain at the University of Nottingham. Now a professor of sociolinguistics, Louise spoke with the BBC Radio 4 programme Word of Mouth.
And I was really interested in looking at how people apologise, particularly public figures. So I did a lot of research in the workplace and looking at the media and looking at politicians in particular. And one of the things that really interested me at the time was a lot of writers were talking about us entering an age of an apology. And there's a real sense that public figures in particular are called upon to apologise for multiple different things. And if they don't apologise, then that's a big faux pas.
Saying sorry is especially important in politics, and Professor Mullaney studied the apologies of public figures, famous people, including politicians, who are often discussed in newspapers and seen on radio and television. When politicians make mistakes, they are expected to apologise, and failing to say sorry is a faux pas, a remark made in a social situation that causes embarrassment or offence.
Most politicians hate apologising, and with good reason. Saying sorry means taking responsibility, and the apology needs to be sincere. A good example of this is the apology Boris Johnson made to the House of Commons during the Partygate scandal in the UK when he broke COVID lockdown rules and had to pay a fine. That's a sum of money paid as a punishment for breaking the rules. Here, Professor Louise Mullaney analyses the apology for BBC Radio 4 programme Word of Mouth.
It's very unusual in a political apology because he comes out and says, I am responsible. But there is the caveat that he wasn't certain that he was breaking the rules. He didn't realise, which he continues to say in his apology that came out after the fine. So he repeats the apology and he caveats it around other political events. And he uses humility when he was in the House the day after he'd paid his fine and was very quick to say, I've paid the fine, I've given the reparation, I've paid the money, let's draw a line under the whole business now.
Boris Johnson claimed he didn't know he was breaking the rules. His apology contained a caveat, a warning that what he said was limited or not completely true. Eventually, Boris Johnson did apologise, but many people didn't trust him, and he couldn't draw a line under the Partygate scandal. If you draw a line under something, you try to move on from a bad situation and make a fresh start.
Apologising is hard work. The apology must be sincere, and often the person does something to show they mean it. Which reminds me that it's time to reveal the answer to my question, Beth.
Yes, you asked me how many times a day the average Brit says sorry, and I guessed it was 6. Was I right?
Well, I'm very sorry, but that was the wrong answer. The average Brit says sorry around 8 times a day, making it probably the most overused word in the English language. Sorry about that.
Right. Let's recap the vocabulary we've learned from this programme about saying sorry, starting with sarcastic. Doing or saying the opposite of what you really mean. For example, saying, I'm really sorry, when you aren't.
A public figure is a famous person whose life and behaviour is often discussed in the media and in public.
A faux pas is a socially embarrassing remark or action.
A fine is a sum of money paid as a punishment for doing something illegal or breaking a rule.
If you say something with a caveat, it contains a warning that what you have said may not be completely true or is limited in some way.
And finally, if you draw a line under something, you consider it finished in order to move on and make a fresh start. I'm sorry to say that once again, our 6 minutes are up and it's time to draw a line under this programme. Goodbye for now.
Bye.
Sorry, everyone. We haven't finished yet.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. We want to tell you about some of our other podcasts.
Actually, we shouldn't have to apologise because the other podcasts are brilliant.
True. You can learn vocabulary from news headlines in News Review.
Impress your friends with idiomatic expressions in The English We Speak.
And we have even more. Go to bbclearningenglish.com and download them for free.
6 Minute English
from bbclearningenglish.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.